Well, I understand that there were some fisticuffs at a gate where a passenger punched a United Airlines gate agent.
Would you believe alcohol was involved?
Gas? No, yes, that couldn't be the case. Could it?
Now, this one time it was. It was a delayed United flight, Washington's Dulles Airport. And apparently during the delay, there was a passenger decided to pass the time with several drinks. Shows up to the gate, very loud, very annoying, and was just not really cooperating with anybody. And he got to the point where he was so loud that the captain of the flight heard, came out to the gate area, and told the passenger he would not be flying on his flight. Well, that just sent the passenger into a further rage, and he walks over and slugs the gate agent. Now, the gate agent has to be taken to the hospital. He's arrested, and it could have been, if you listen to the rules, the FAA says, you know, something like this, you could face 10 years in a federal prison, face a fine of up to $250,000. Well, he had a plea deal with prosecutors, and I think he's paying $15,000 in restitution. He'll probably still get a fine from the FAA, but rarely do these individuals, Tony, ever go to prison. And the other thing that bothers me the most is, yes, he will be banned from flying United Airlines forever, as he should be. But the idea that this person who has attacked an airline employee can then fly on any other U.S. carrier in the country bothers me a great deal. They should be given 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. There should be some penalty that says you're not going to be flying commercially on any U.S. carrier after assaulting a crew member for whatever period of time.
And you would think there would be a database that would make that fairly easy to do.
It could, but here's what the airlines say. Well, it would take extra personnel, time, and money to execute that and maintain it. They've been asked in the past for something like this. It was during the pandemic they were asked to provide some information on passengers traveling. It's the same thing they said. So when airline executives are standing at the podium talking about how safety is their number one priority, their employees are their number one priority, blah, 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 blah. No, they're not. Because if they did, they would prevent these kinds of individuals from ever getting on another aircraft where perhaps they could end up assaulting another person. So.
And an even worse situation could develop from that, too.
Absolutely, Tony. You get 100% right.
Jay, I understand the initial Air India crash report's out, and there's some answers, but even more questions.
Yeah, we knew the two engines cut out. We could tell that because of the video. We could see the airplane just literally just kind of glide out of the sky, but we didn't know why. Was it a bird ingestion in both engines? We didn't think so. Was it fuel contamination? Could have been, but really didn't think so because of the fact the flight wouldn't be able to normally just get off the air or off the ground. But once the black boxes were retrieved, and again, this crash happened over a month ago, they were able to glean information from the flight data system as well as the cockpit voice recorder. And for some reason that no one can explain, right after takeoff, one of the pilots turned the fuel off to both engines. Now, those are two separate switches. They're spring-loaded, so you can't accidentally hit them. You have to grab them, pull them up because of the spring, take them down, and let them go back in because you're taking them over kind of an indention in the middle. So the cockpit voice recorder, one pilot says to another, "Why did you do that?" And the other one said, "I didn't do that." So they immediately put the fuel flow back where the fuel was now going back into the engines, but they simply didn't have enough altitude. And, you know, the plane crashed. I mean, this flight was in the air less than 60 seconds. But what's taking place is that the National Transportation Safety Board has grown so frustrated over all of this. They have said, look, there's a lack of transparency, no timely information. And, of course, the NTSB is not leading the investigation. It's the Indian government who is doing so. And the NTSB saying that, you know, they may pull out of it altogether. We don't know. Now, this is the preliminary report, but the final report will be 12 months or so down the road. But if it was on purpose that one of the pilots cut off the fuel, we'll never know. And if it was just, you know, muscle memory, whatever, just a mistake that the crew made, we don't know. And that's the saddest part about this, is that this investigation could end without us really having a definitive answer. And that's how you honor the lives of the people that were lost, is find out what happened and do everything humanly possible to prevent it from happening again. Right now, if things were to end this way, we have questions that will never be answered.
Very disturbing. Finally this morning, Jay, any hub delays we need to know about this morning?
Yeah, Dallas is the problem child of the day. That's kind of gotten in the way with some weather there. Other than that, we get that out of the way later this morning. Should be in pretty good shape until those annoying afternoon thunder boomers show up at a lot of airports around the country that give us some temporary delays. But for the most part, if you pick the day to fly, you pick the good one.
Well, we throw one in that we didn't have on our list, Jay, because I just saw this report last week. It's been so hot this summer that I think it was Southwest having problems at Sky Harbor with exploding soft drink cans.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they've had that problem for the last few years, and they've spent millions of dollars getting refrigerated trucks that they can actually put these drinks in, because they've had flight attendants that have been injured because of this. And a lot of times they'll be in the airplane as they're taxiing out, and you can hear them exploding in the galley because they get so hot because they're not put in a storage facility that can escape these unbelievable temperatures that they have there. These refrigerated trucks, they hope, will help. But I tell you, it took them 2 or 3 years to finally get to a point where they could come up with a fix on this, because it was becoming quite the thing. You can Google the images of what these things look like after they pop, and it's easy to see how some flight attendants become injured, even passengers, when these things do what they do.
Well, hopefully these refrigerated trucks will at least help on that. Jay, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Looking forward to it.